This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, September 27th, 2013. And as the guy with the big voice just told you, another Patriots.com Roster Report Podcast. I'm Andy Hart, joined by Patriots Football Weekly's Paul Perillo. It's week four in the NFL. Patriots getting ready to head to Atlanta for a Sunday night showdown with the Atlanta Falcons. The game I think we all circled early this offseason as maybe the first chance for the Patriots to lose a game. Now we know that that actually came in week one and week two. But 3-0, the Patriots head to Atlanta for a primetime showdown. Although, fresh off the presses, Paul Perillo, we do have a transaction this week.
We do.
Marquise Cole will not be accompanying the Patriots to Atlanta. The veteran defensive back was released literally just a few minutes ago. Yep. Cole, who was on the injury report on Wednesday with a hamstring injury, and we've actually seen him in the locker room limping a little bit or with a large wrap of ice of some sort. He wears big baggy sweatpants, so you never know exactly what's going on underneath there. But he had an injury.
He'd be looking, though.
He had an injury, and with Kyle Arrington also on the injury report with a groin injury, limited in practice this week after sitting out almost the entire second half last week against the Bucs, it sounds like cornerback's depth is a concern here. No corresponding move as of yet for the Patriots, but I'm guessing we could see a promotion from the practice squad. I'm guessing it could be a defensive back, possibly Justin Green, the cornerback, possibly Kenoris Davis, the defensive back. Paul Perillo, what do you make of this move, and are you concerned about the corner depth heading toward Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about the depth, but obviously this one is health-related, as you chronicled. He's been dealing with some sort of leg issue, a hamstring problem. He didn't even get his full special teams reps on Sunday against Tampa Bay. So, yeah, a little concerned if Arrington is less than 100% and then he is forced out. I think that puts a lot of stress on a guy like Logan Ryan against a very dangerous group of weapons in a diverse group, deep group. They have, two or three solid wide receivers with Jones, White, and Douglas, as well as Tony Gonzalez. So,
and even Jaquez Rogers coming out of the backfield.
This is one of those all-hands-on-deck kind of games. You know, you bring up Rogers, too, and I throw Snelling in there. Both of those guys are very good at run after the catch. They're good running backs in terms of not just catching the ball, but making plays afterwards. So, yeah, this is an all-hands-on-deck kind of game for the back part of that defense. So, a guy like Cole probably wouldn't have played a huge role in terms of the defensive game plan, but the trickle-down effect is in effect.
Now, this is the first time we've sort of crossed this bridge, potentially, and some people on Twitter I've been going back and forth with wondering, McCourty. Is this a week where, given the health issues, we could see McCourty get some time at cornerback as we saw at various points throughout the preseason?
I don't think so. I think they like the situation back there with McCourty and Gregory. I would be surprised. I think they would have to lose another one. You have Dennard and you have Tlaib. Arrington's banged up, but he's, I'm assuming he's going to give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Logan Ryan. So I think you need to lose probably Arrington plus somebody before you want to move McCourty around.
And it kind of gets down to, are you more comfortable with Logan Ryan on the field as your third corner or Daron Harmon as your second safety?
And the answer to me is easy, Logan Ryan as third corner. And I think that was Belichick's answer as well, because on Sunday throughout the second half when Arrington barely played, it was Logan Ryan out there and McCourty remained at safety.
True. So one Rutgers guy not as good as the next? There's different.
Oh, I think Ryan's been far more impressive than Harmon, personally.
So Marquise Cole, the one transaction this week, but be sure to tune in to Patriots.com over the weekend. At some point, you'll likely have another transaction as the team travels, and I'm guessing somebody from the practice squad will be along for the ride. But otherwise, the big news right now is injury-related.
Yeah.
It's the injury report. I'll give a quick rundown, and then we'll talk about some of the reports that are out there regarding some of the more notable injured players. The only guy listed as out for the trip to Atlanta is Matthew Slater. Did not practice all week. Continues to deal with what has been reported as a broken wrist that was expected to keep him out somewhere in the range of a month to 6 weeks. Other guys, all listed as questionable. Danny Amendola with a groin issue. Kyle Arrington with a groin issue. Brandon Bolden with that knee injury that kept him out the first couple weeks. Nate Ebner with the ankle injury. Rob Gronkowski, obviously, with the back and forearm. Will Svitek, who is now practicing on a limited basis, remains questionable with that knee injury that's kept him out all year. Sebastian Vollmer with the foot injury that had him in a walking boot after the Bucks game, sat out the second half. Did not practice Wednesday and Thursday of this week, but was limited in participation on Friday. He is questionable. Leon Washington obviously has that thigh injury that's been an issue all along, limited. And a couple big names in the probable category that popped up this week. Gerard Mayo with an ankle injury was limited the first 2 days. Full participation on Friday. Zach Sudfeld has a hamstring. He was a full participation all week. And Vince Wilfork has a foot injury. He was a full participation all week. All three of those guys are probable. Now, Paul, on Twitter, there are reports from the Boston Globe that as of right now, and I mean right now, and I'll give you the timestamp since you're listening as a podcast, at 4:30 on Friday afternoon in Foxborough, as of right now, the Boston Globe reports that Amendola and Gronkowski are set to play.
Will play.
But there's a lot of time between now, 4:30 Friday, and Sunday night. What do you make of said report?
I'm extremely surprised about Amendola, not surprised much about Gronkowski. Now, I know that there was a previous report on Pro Football Talk that indicated that Gronkowski himself could still be a little ways away, perhaps leaning toward not playing again this week, but I expected Gronkowski to play. I'm not, you know, overly, 100% on that or anything like that. But I expect Gronk to play. Stunned about Amendola. I don't think he looks anywhere near ready to play. I talked about this on PFW in Progress, Andy. I'm really concerned about it. I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him out there and just not be ready to play.
Yeah, I agree. I'd still be stunned. I think Gronkowski's going to play. It's felt to me like it's building.
Way.
And I don't think Amendola is going to play, but who knows? The Boston Globe has a source telling them that as of Friday, both guys are expected to play. I will say that Rob Gronkowski had his bag packed with his equipment in it.
Yeah.
For whatever that's worth.
Nothing.
But he still also has a locker at Gillette Stadium. I don't know if that's also valuable information. We like to keep track of those things as well.
Okay.
He probably has game pants in that bag. You know, all the little things
game
that you follow on Twitter. But who knows? That's what we're looking out for. Danny Amendola, Rob Gronkowski, and one move to add somebody to the roster in all likelihood for this big primetime affair, Paul. You getting jacked up?
I am jacked up. And I'd also say, in addition to the transaction that's going to come, I would pay attention to see if there's any update on the injury report because it's a road game. Sometimes you might get an update on someone being out and you can find out on Saturday rather than waiting till the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social on Sunday.
And we know that if Gronk doesn't travel, he can't play. Other than that,
we don't know anything.
If he gets on the plane, that doesn't necessarily mean he will play.
Yeah, don't take it to the bank.
He has a chance.
If Amendola and Gronkowski are not downgraded to out because they end up making the trip, do not take that to the bank that they're playing.
Especially, I know a lot of you, fantasy purposes, you got to set your lineups early in the day on Sunday. Just because he's in Atlanta, it's not 100% he's going to play. But it would certainly be a big boost to the NFL's 32nd-ranked red zone offense. Patriots may need to score some points against the Falcons. We'll see if they have Amendola and Gronkowski to help him do just that. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. Looking forward to seeing you all, or at least hearing from you all, on the PPGS Sunday night before the big Patriots game. Until next Friday, that's another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Peace out.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.